Blog Talk Radio.
Say one. Good morning. It's Steve Tomaszewski with Talking Cars. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. This is one of our new pilot shows that we're doing with Teamster Dolly, Francesco Davila. Got that right, teamsterdolly.com. A new series called Talking Racetracks. It's so exciting. You want to call into our show, 909-202-8714. Press 1 to talk to me, where we listen to you. Hey, Talking Cars started off a podcast just a little over 5 years ago, sending it out to our military, actually my three sons, a little podcast, which went viral. We then start going to auto dealers and talking about new cars. So during a week, Monday through Friday, we're doing Talking Cars with the dealers, talking about what's news, features, and benefits. And on the weekends, we're out here today at Autobahn Country Club. And at the same time, we're saying, hey, what's new at the racetrack? What's new in race cars? So this morning, we're starting off with Francesco Davila. I still say that right. I'm excited about that. And as always, we do a show for any military or military event because they are the reason we are here today being able to do our show. Let's say good morning to Francesco Davila. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
It's a great thing. You know, so we're at Autobahn Country Club in Joliet, Illinois. And where is, Teamster Dolly's right across the street. So
right over there.
For those who don't know what a Teamster Dolly is or what you do, who is Francesco Davila and who is Teamster Dolly?
So I'm just a racing nut, car nut.
Okay.
And I've been around it my whole life. My father got me into racing.
Giovanni.
At a very young age.
Hi, Giovanni.
he's always been my support and racing's always been a family affair. So for us, we started in karts, little go-karts at 8 years old.
Okay.
And we progressed like most professional drivers do to Formula open wheel cars, then eventually GT cars, and then eventually things like the Radicals and prototypes that you see behind us.
We love that Radical. And, you know, we're going to get a chance. I actually got to sit in one today. And then coming up this year, I think we're going to go for a ride.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Okay. To go through it. So you're in the racing circuit. You're doing that. How did Teamster Dolly and Autobahn come together?
Well, it came together accidentally. Autobahn Country Club opened, and I was a teacher, a special education teacher for 6 years. That was my day job, and racing was the thing I did as a passion. And when Autobahn opened, we needed instructors and we needed coaches for the members here that were just buying these fast, expensive cars and not knowing really what to do with them.
Yeah.
So they got a hold of myself and two other professional instructors, and we developed a school. And Teamster Dolly developed from necessity, really. So we created a school for the members, and then it went public, and we are open now to the public, and anybody can come and anybody can learn to drive. You don't need any previous skill. You can come as a novice and a beginner, and we coach people all the way through professional stages.
And then somewhere along the way, the Radical came into it, and we're all about the Radical. In fact, I think it's this coming week in the UK and England is the big show, right?
Right. Okay. Birmingham, it's the auto sport show.
And it's 35 pounds, British pounds, to get into the show. I saw that. So what's that, $50? So it's a pretty neat show to come through there. But the Radical, the SR1, I see that here. I don't know how many cars are in this garage and why this garage and not over there. What's in this garage?
Normally about 25 cars go in this garage.
And you own all of these cars?
No, these are all customer cars.
These are okay. So
all
you store
members.
For them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. These are all members of Autobahn and members of Teamster Dolly. So we have, we tried to, you know, put all of the Radicals in this garage. To just have a concentration of these cars, like cars, then equals, you know, like minds, and the people that are hanging out together are obviously doing the same type of thing. And we have a lounge upstairs over there that people hang out in.
Hi, lounge.
And and they get ready for their day. And we have a full service team that takes care of all the details. So it is a true arrive and drive program where the customer comes and they just show up and we take care of all the details.
We go to a lot of racetracks. We're going to Sebring with you in 2 weeks, and we see a lot of people pull up. The driver of the tow vehicle is also the driver, and he's pulling his car and he's his own mechanic. Well, here they could start their vehicle here, pull right up to the front of the garage and literally walk into the car. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They go to the locker room, they change into their driving gear, which has been cleaned and taken care of by us. And they go out to their car and they have a personalized engineer ready there waiting for them, looking at the data from the last time that they were driving the car. They have us coaches that are talking to them and teaching them and looking at what they did last time and how they can do it better. And we basically adapt to every level. So we have people that are really serious about racing and other people that are just coming out to have a good time. And that's the greatest thing, is we can adapt to all the different levels and meet that need and have fun while we're doing it.
You know, in the future, we're going to drop in like an SR1 and do a video clip in the background. We'll do that right after the show. But let's talk about that SR1. And what is an SR1 start and an entry fee? Let's address the money first, because they do cost a few dollars. What is the entry fee just starting to look at a standard SR1?
So the SR1, which we don't see in the background here, these are SR3s.
But okay.
The SR1 is really the beginner level, the novice car. And that was created, it's a motorcycle engine. So it was created.
What kind of engine?
A Hayabusa.
Hayabusa.
Suzuki
Well, pretty
Hayabusa.
Well renowned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And very fast, very powerful. But the point of building a car like this is to make it affordable and to make it manageable, so that you're not having to spend so much time in the garage fixing the car, that you can race it and you can drive it a fair amount of time. In comparison to what you need to do in maintenance.
So is this like a $500,000 car? We're always talking to the people at Mecum, or $5 million. Where do these cars start in price?
So the SR1 is around $75,000.
$75,000. So it's literally the price of a normal car today, in a luxury car, $75,000. I hate to say that, it sounds a little arrogant, but you know, a lot of cars say are $75,000, $100,000. And what do they get? I mean, do they get the car? I mean, do they get the seats? What is, or do you have to add everything for that?
So in the U.S.,
is that a fully delivered car?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the U.S., we created a North American spec.
Okay.
So all the cars come the same way. And the reason we did that was to make it very simple for the person ordering. So they order the car and they just choose the color. So it already has a data system. It has a camera system in it. It has all the bells and whistles that they want. It has the carbon, splitter and the wing and all of the things that we wanted in a car. You know, you can go to any car manufacturer and you can order a car.
Sure.
But when we were looking at it, all the tick marks that we made, we said, that's our spec. Everybody should have all that stuff.
Got it.
So now we took all of that, you know, that worry out and that decision making, and now they just order a car and they choose the color. What also happens there is we have a spec series then. Everybody knows that what they're racing is the same as everybody else.
So then there's different levels in racing, 1, 2, and 3, and then novice, intermediate, and professional.
Right.
Does that sound right?
Absolutely.
Okay, to go through it. So you can actually start in this SR1 for around $75,000. Here's a question. I'm going to throw you under the bus. Do you provide financing?
We do now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and who is the bank?
Well, there's a couple of different banks, but there's right now the big push is to look at alternatives to paying for this stuff, because not everybody wants to spend, you know, the cash on a race car, because they have other stuff going on in their lives. So the financing is just something that's brand new, and it's actually being announced at the Autosport Show. So we'll be announcing the banks and all of that stuff.
Outstanding. We're going to have an auto show February 9th through the 21st, which obviously we want to have you back on the show. We're going to have some great new announcements, but you know, I don't want to skate over one topic. If somebody does not want to look at a brand new SR1, are there any pre-driven SR1s?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So some are available.
Yeah. Because the members, you know, they'll drive a car for 2-3 years and then they'll inevitably want to upgrade or get a new body style or whatever. And so they'll look at a new car, and then that car becomes available.
Right. What is the size of the CCs on the SR1?
So there's 1340 is the original size on that car.
That's where it starts.
Then the SR3 has a 1340 and a 1500 version.
And we're going to get to them in a second. But now there's the SR2 right after that. Did
no.
I say that right? No,
no,
what
it
is
skips
it?
Over. So
it skips over.
It goes SR1.
Okay.
And it goes SR3.
SR3. I can see it right here. I'm trying to look at the monitor. Okay.
And there's
the SR3. And where does that start in price?
About $110,000.
Okay, so it's not that far apart.
No.
And then we jump right up to the RXC? Did I say that right?
You have an older version of the SR8, which is now something that you have mostly older used cars out there.
Okay.
But that made the transition to a bigger car. And so then Radical several years back created what's called the RXC series. So now you have the RXC, which is in coupe, closed top.
Coupe, closed top.
Spider.
And what do they call the open one?
A Spider.
That's a Spider. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you have a V8 and a V6 model. And now the new...
A V8.
Yeah.
How big is that? What cubic inch is that?
3.8.
3.8
yeah.
In that car. How much does it weigh? Because I was listening before about the frame itself is only how many pounds?
So this car, as it sits, it weighs 1,345 pounds.
With the engine?
As it sits.
Ready
to go.
With the engine. 1,300 and how many pounds?
45.
Wow. I mean, that's not even a refrigerator these days. And then the speed. See if I remember this statistic correctly. 0 to 60 in 2.62 seconds. Am I saying
about,
that right?
Yeah.
So it's like, boom, you're there. But I want to go back to buying this vehicle because a lot of people will have the Porsches. They'll have the BM3, the M series. Okay. They'll have the Corvette ZR1. And they'll say, why would I look at this Radical? It's about the same price, $75,000, $100,000. You've got the Callaway, the Lingenfelder, the Roush, the Saline. And they're doing that. And they're spending $100,000, $125,000 on these cars. And I take it these cars are not street legal. Is that right?
Not this particular model, no.
But are there any street legal cars?
There are.
Now, why did I say street legal with TeamStradale.com? What's the history behind Team Stradale and what does Stradale mean?
Stradale means street legal.
Okay.
In Italian.
Okay.
When companies like Ferrari create their cars, they start off with the race car, or they did in history. So they started off the race car, and then they built a Stradale version, and that version was the street version of the race car. So historically speaking, that's what they've always done, and we liked the idea of incorporating the team word into our company because it is a team effort. There's not one single most important person on this in this company, and also the idea that these cars are so close to something that you can drive on the street, but it is a true race car.
Well, I could say in the future,
and these cars really work, and that's the great news is that you can have more driving time rather than downtime.
Well, one of the things, if I remember correctly, the drivetrain itself on the SR1, is it a chain link?
Yeah, the SR1's chain-driven.
Okay. And, you know, when you think about a Suzuki engine, a Hayabusa, and the dependability, and I see these motorcycles like with our friends in Rolling Thunder, 500,000 motorcycles who drive from the Pentagon parking lot on Memorial Day down to the Vietnam Wall, and you see all these motorcycle engines, they've got 50, 100, 200,000 miles on them, and, you know, they're 10, 20 years old. So to get a brand new vehicle... chain driven, which is simple. We all like simple. Mm-hmm. For under $100,000, TeamStradale.com. They got to call you. I mean, that's all it's down to, right? And go to it. So let's say we walk into your showroom today, and we're gonna have a few cars come in just a minute. How long would it take to order a Radical? Let's say I want to get the SR1. I pick out a color. Does it take like 2 or 3 months? How long does it take to get a car?
So that's interesting. We have some pre-owned cars here on the campus.
Okay.
And
those they can get immediately.
And you can get them immediately. And then we have the new cars. The order process takes about six to eight weeks. And again, these cars are hand-built. And what's really interesting about the Radical factory, I visited there a while back and I'm going back on Monday. Oh. It is all built in the factory. So this car is pretty much 75% built by one company. And so you go there and you see the chassis department, you see the engine department, you see the guys building the wheel nuts. They actually machine their own wheel nuts on these cars.
Wow.
They do everything. There's only a few items that they don't do, like the data system, obviously, because that's an AIM system and they leave that to those experts. But the car itself is built by one factory. All of the bodywork. They have a whole body shop there that they're creating these molds and they're making the car there. So when you go to see a car and you order a car, I can go to the factory and see it says Steve's name on the assembly line and they're building your car. It's just such a cool experience to see. They keep calling it, you know, the bespoke factory because everything is bespoke, meaning it's just, you know, unique and and fresh, and they design it, they build it. One of the gentlemen at the factory, his name is Nick.
Hey, Nick.
He's an amazing person. He designed every car. You know, he actually designed the cars, and he's working there in the factory. And you meet him, and he'll talk with you, and he'll say, "Hey, do you know of anything in the car that you'd like to change? You know, I'd really like to sit down with you." And he sits down with you and talks with you, and he takes all of your feedback, and he goes back, and you know, he starts drawing it up. He's just an amazing person. And they have, you know, they're lucky too, the factory, to have people like him working there. They have James working in technical. He's the technical director, and he travels all over the world training our mechanics and our staff to learn about the car. So they have a full support system, and that's really what makes
it. And you're talking about a car that if you go to a normal dealer showroom, $75,000, $100,000, it's coming off a production line somewhere, and they're great cars. But now you have a race car, you have a pit crew, you have Team Stradale, and you've got people who actually care. I'm already thinking we should have you call in our show next week from the UK, but we will in the future. And, you know, the logistics are, is this radical the right vehicle for you?
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Very important.
Right.
Just to go through it. You know, I think we're going to be having a caller come in here. Okay, and let's see if we can get her on the line here right now. We were down at the Performance Racing International show, and we ran across a young lady and her stepfather, and Jeff Anderson, I believe, was his name. Let's see if we can get her on the call and say good morning.
Hello?
Okay, there you are. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
It's Steve Tomaszewski. When Talking Cars, Talking Racetracks, Francesco Dalla. I got that right. TeamStradale.com. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Paige Rogers, and I drive Cage Cars all across Midwest.
I'm about to
go into late models next year.
Okay, and you got a race coming up, right? What's your next race?
My next race should be in April, but I just raced in the Coliseum. That's my last indoor race. I might
the
be
Coliseum?
Racing in February.
Okay.
Yes.
And how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 13. I do travel
13,
racing across the Midwest.
Driving a cage car. That's how it starts, right?
Yep.
Well,
is
Jeff your dad? Did I say that right? Jeff Anderson, is that right?
Jeff is my stepdad. He's really helped me come a long way in this racing career, and he teach me everything. But the one thing we really do in our racing program is, if you don't work on it, you can't drive it, you know?
We don't spend our time to
get built. We build them ourselves. We do it the right way, you know?
Listen to your name again. Now, did you guys put together a Facebook or a blog post or a website?
We have a Facebook. It's Rocket Rogers Racing.
Rocket Rogers Racing. We got to take a look at that. And as all again, tell the folks your name.
Paige Rogers.
Paige, we can't be happier for you, your racing team. I know y'all asked if we can send you a sticker from Soldiers Family TV and Radio and Talking Cars. We'll send you one from Team Stradale too here from the Radical. Let's see if we can put you all next time. And Paige, about a shout out to all of our troops around the world defending our freedom so we can be on the show today.
That is the most.
You say hello to the troops.
Couldn't do it without them.
Go ahead.
They said we couldn't do it without those people out there fighting for us. We couldn't do it without. We wouldn't be able to do what we love to do without them. You know.
Well, Paige, God bless you, Jeff, everybody at Rocket Rogers Racing. Am I saying that right?
Yes, exactly right.
RocketRogers.com. Let's get back to our show with Francesco Dalla. God bless you, Paige. Call in anytime. Let's get a show together for you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, thanks, Paige. Bye, Jeff. You know, we met this young lady down at the Performance Racing International show, and we need more women in racing. And I noticed last time we had two or three female drivers. Is that right?
Right.
To go through it. And more, we've had Danica Patrick on a show. Is it Shirley Muldowney, if I remember correctly, down at the PRI, famous dragster, to go through. There are a lot of great women in racing. So we want to encourage them to go to TeamStradale.com, take a look, come out. How much does a test drive, if they come out and they want to look at a car, what does it cost to go for a test drive around a track?
Well, they can come and get a ride with a driver for free.
Free is good.
If they want to test drive the car, and you know, a race car is a little bit different. You can't just go around in a parking lot and test drive it. So you need some time. So
You have a simulator here too, right?
We do have a simulator. Yeah.
Okay, and that's right here on site.
Right upstairs.
Okay. Well, I actually got in a simulator when I was at PRI, and it scared the living daylights out of me. It was so real, you know. And so that simulator does help. I thought it would be like a big toy. Holy smokes, Batman. This thing shook, rattled, and rolled, and I thought I was going to flip. That's how realistic it
was.
Yeah,
they're
not. You got to put the helmet on, too, just in case you get – you go, what? You're in a car. Well, you got to get the real feeling, right?
They're not games.
No.
They're real tools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 simulators. I mean, these things rock. And having a little bit of background, you know, with airplanes, to be polite, this is it. I was really literally shook up. And I go, okay, I need to stop the car, get out of the machine, and get on solid ground. I felt I was doing over 100 miles an hour, and I was there. It was just way too much fun. So we go to teamstreetrally.com. We call Francesco. We set up a time to come out here, and if the track is clean. But, I mean, just being in the showroom, if you look around the showroom right now, how many cars are in the show here right now in the storage area?
About 25.
25 cars. So maybe – $2 million worth of vehicles. And this is a secure facility. When you pull into Autobahn Country Club, you've got to be signed in, checked in, you know, boom, you know, you got, looks like the state police out there. Everybody walks in. This is a very high secure area. So we just don't let anybody in. Right. And so you do have to call ahead. You just can't really show up and say, I want to do this. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You just call us, email us. We will set up an appointment, but it's that easy. You know, we have people come in from all over because we're the radical distributor here in the Midwest. So we take
care of... How many states does that encompass in the Midwest?
Seven states.
Seven states?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got Illinois,
Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. No, I'm missing somebody. Iowa.
Okay. Iowa. Iowa Speedway. Got our friends out there. We got Bert Richmond calling in right now. Does that sound right? And Bert, if he's on the line right now, Bert, there?
Good morning.
Okay,
Bert's on the line.
Hey, good morning, Bert. How are you? We're here with Francesco Davila on Talking Racetracks, our pilot show here. Very great. How are you this morning, Bert?
We're doing great.
Well, tell us about
just trying to survive the 0-degree weather.
Oh, it's only zero. It's only 20 below wind chill factor, so it's not that bad. Get in the radical, it'll be 100 below. But Bert, what do you do?
I'm running the Collector's Car Garage on the north side of Chicago.
Collector's Car Garage, North Chicago, 2501 Bradley Place. No, well,
actually, there's no one. It's 2500 West Bradley Place, and we're in the rear.
Okay.
It's around
the back of the building.
It's a purpose-built collector car storage facility that's across between a museum and an operating room. It's very clean. As an architect, I thought that I was pretty neurotic and fastidious, but the guys that are running the place on a day-to-day basis actually make me look like a slob.
And you've got a new employee there, Andrew Vogel, if I remember correctly?
That's correct. And Andrew has been affiliated in the car business for some time, was formerly involved with the Claremont Collection, but is very enthusiastic, apparently has been a car guy since he was 13 years old. So
a lot of great car collections in Chicago. We have the Dry House Collection, the Claremont Collection. I was actually there when he bought the Batman replica car. I always say, holy smoke, Batman. So a shout out to all the great car collectors out there. I'm sitting in the Team Stradale garage. I know you're up here in the waiting room. Hi, Bert. We get a camera shot up there. And if they have a vehicle and they want to store it in Chicago, or, I mean, they could be from anywhere, how do they get in touch with you, Bert?
Best way to do it is to call us or go on the website. Our phone number is 773-902-1200. You can always contact us via email at info@ccgchicago.com, or certainly go on the website, which is just Collector's Car Garage, collectorcarstorage.com. There are two buttons for me.
And, you know, we're all in the same business. There's a lot of places out there people can store cars. Look at New Radicals here at Team Stradale, and we're going to come back down and be talking with us in just a little bit. I do want to do a special shout-out to a young lady by the name of Diane Fitzgerald. Do you know her, Bert?
That would be my wife, actually.
She runs
my life.
She runs your life and your business. Okay, here we go. What does Diane do?
Diane is involved in something called RPM Foundation, and the website is as simple as rpm.foundation. There is no com. And
okay.
She has a
RPM
three...
RPM Foundation, brought to you by what used to be the old Hagerty Insurance Foundation. And they tell us the one quick story, then we got to get back with Team Stradale and Francesco Davila here. But what does Diane do for the RPM Foundation?
The primary goal is to really get youngsters interested in working with their hands, becoming restoration specialists. You know, as we have an aging population of collectors and restorers, what we really need are young folks coming into the vintage car and collector car community. She's doing knocking the ball out of the park.
More time, and a shout out to Diane. We're going to have her on one of our upcoming shows and the Chicago Auto Show. Come by every night live, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday is going to be from 10 a.m. to 12. Mm-hmm. Sunday from 12 to 2. You can always come by. Love to see you there. Let's get that website for your garage one more time, Bert.
Collectorscargarage.com.
Collectorscargarage.com. I like it.
And there's two buttons at the top of the home page. One is for Chicago, one is for New York. And for RPM, for Diane, it would be the RPM.foundation.
RPM.foundation. Well, I'm glad to know that you have another location in New York that'll be on our next show, and we'll have them Skype in. How's that? Little bit of fun.
That sounds
Shout
great.
Out to Bert Richmond and Diane Fitzgerald. Let's get back with Francesco Davila. God, I'm finally getting that name right there. I'm excited about that. It's not like Tomaszewski, right? Okay, so now somebody calls you. They want to come into Team Stradale. They make an appointment. There's 2 feet of snow on the ground. What are you going to show them? And, you know, in the future, again, we're going to edit this and drop a video. What are we going to show them? Let's take a look at the interior right now. Go ahead. What are we going to show them?
Well, we'll bring them into the garage and then show them the different cars, fit them in a car, get them in the simulator, start teaching them how to drive a car.
So
with
even if they come
shifts.
Out the first time, you're going to put them in a simulator.
Yeah, it's the best way to just, especially if they're unfamiliar with shifting with paddles, because it's a sequential gearbox
Wait. You're telling me the Radical does not have a gear shifter?
No.
Wow. Okay. I should know that, right? Shouldn't I know that? Being the host of the show here. No shifting.
Yeah.
Just paddles.
Paddles. You're still shifting, but it's done with paddles.
Wow. Okay. Well, something new.
Mm-hmm.
Right.